Fellowship in Chico, a non-creedal religious community where all are welcome and honored. The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship offers open minds, loving hearts, and helping hands. They're located at 1289 Filbert Avenue in Chico and meets every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. More information about the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship is available at uuchico.org or by calling 345-1890. This is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, we have Non-Human Radio, and of course, we are in the fall pledge drive. So please take a moment to pick up the phone and support this radio station, 530-895-0131. Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the local, seasonal, and organic delights at Farmstar Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farmstar features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts, and they have, oh yes, vegan and gluten-free offerings, as well as craft beer, eclectic wines. Farmstar Pizza is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, with live music every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening. They're located in Chico at 2359 The Esplanade. You can also find Farmstar Pizza on Facebook and at farmstarpizza.com. And we're also made possible by Chico Performances, presenting Complexions Contemporary Dance, known for their appearances on So You Think You Can Dance. Showcasing styles from hip-hop to jazz to aerial, this company will be performing a tribute to David Bowie entitled Stardust on October 19th at Laxon Auditorium. For more information, go to chicoperformances.com. All right, coming up next, Non-Human Radio. Welcome to the October 3rd, 2018 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism and food every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. Before we get to our guest, I want to remind folks that this week and next is the KZFR Fall Pledge Drive. Thanks to everyone who has helped support KZFR today, which is the first day of the pledge drive, and to all those who have supported in the past seasons and who are sustaining supporters, we love you all. Because of you, KZFR Community Radio stays on the air. The phone lines are open right now, and we have Karen Laszlo and Chris Nelson standing by to take your call at 530-895-0131. As a nonprofit public service station, We at KZFR rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our operating income. By giving a gift of any size, you keep programs like Non-Human Radio and The Real Issue on the air, plus so many more programs. I have a goal for today's show of $200, which is just four $50 pledges or eight $25 pledges or however you want to subdivide that. The station has volunteers standing by. To tell you about great thank you gifts that we have on hand. For instance, we have a KZFR hoodie for $75, which, given our rain today, you might want to take advantage of. There's also a KZFR backpack available for a $100 pledge. So call now at 530-895-0131 and score yourself one of those gifts. All right. Today, I am pleased to welcome our special guest, Sydney Carroll, who is the founder and mastermind at Near and Dear Baked Goods. Welcome to Non-Human Radio.
Jeannie, thank you for having me on.
Sure. Sydney, you bake a ton of vegan goodies, which you can find at, I know I found them at Blackbird Books. And she also, you host pop-up vegan brunches about once a month, and you are, I think you're just part of the growing and dynamic community of vegans bringing high quality, delicious vegan food to Chico.
Oh, thank you.
And I understand your forte is transforming organic and local ingredients into amazing vegan baked goodies, sandwiches, and other delectables.
Yeah, totally. I think it's really important to take advantage of all the wonderful fruits and vegetables we have living in Butte County, it would be silly not to incorporate that all into a menu.
Our farmers markets are just amazing, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So what's your background? What brought you to veganism or baking or both?
So throughout high school, you kind of start deciding how you want to eat. And so that's where I began changing my eating habits. And I was vegetarian for a while. And I just read a lot of books about the ethical reasons you would want to be vegetarian. And then through that time, veganism grew more popular, so I began reading more stuff about that, and that also changed how I started eating. And then my grandma and my mom are in the kitchen almost at all hours, so I just grew up with two ladies who were cooking all the time, and I really looked up to that. And just living with that, I learned how to bake and cook all cuisines. And my grandma cooked heavily with meat, and my family eats with meat too a lot, so that once I changed my eating habits, I needed to start cooking my own food.
Because that's a pretty common scenario for vegetarians and vegans who are eating differently from their families.
Yeah, and so because of that, I was forced to cook my own food, and that's just basically how I began really loving baking and cooking. So
I know in my childhood, I come from an Italian family,
okay.
And in Italian families, food is love.
Yeah.
And it's the way grandmas and moms express their love, by laboring in the kitchen to provide food to feed everyone.
Yeah, totally.
So it's when I cook, and I mostly I cook rather good dishes for our monthly vegan potlucks. I always think of that as sort of an extension of that care.
Yeah.
And I try to take my time and make good foods, but I don't do it for a living.
Yeah.
And so how do you transform like that love of food into, you know, making a living at it?
Well, still with everything I put out, I feel really like pleased that I get to give something to someone and it's going to make them happy or like feel good inside. And that's what kind of how you're saying how cooking's an extension of love. So turning into business, I realized like, oh wow, instead of just cooking for my family and friends, like I get to reach out to strangers and do the same thing by being at a coffee shop where there a lot of people are coming in every day that I wouldn't know, but get to share like a little bit of love through treats. So,
and do you select the ingredients that go into your baked goods? You do try to be local and seasonal. So how do you like go about, where do you go shopping and to go buy your goods? And how the heck do you bake without eggs?
So I'm really blessed to work on Grub Farms. And so I just, whatever we have that week, I look at and I'm like, okay, we've got butternut squash. I'm going to make some butternut squash Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, I brought you some today.
Oh, great, great. And could I also get those where else can I get those?
At Blackbird Cafe, you can find them.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I put the menu on my Instagram every week, so keep up with that because it does change every week. But yeah, I just look and see.
Hold on. What's your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram is at Near and Dear Baked Goods.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Great.
And yeah, I just go every week and see what's there and decide that way. So it's pretty easy when the food tells you what you're going to make instead of you having all these options like, oh my gosh, what should I make? So yeah.
Do you consider food activism?
Yes, I think food is the best way to I think that food is the easiest way to be an activist because by shopping local, you're and eating local vegetables, you're drastically cutting your environmental impact, and it's like one of the easiest things to do, especially living in Butte County when there's so much offered for us.
We are really lucky here.
Yeah.
Our farmers markets are one of the finest that I've seen, and unlike other more urban farmers markets where, say, in San Francisco or LA, some of those things that the vendors are selling are not grown very close to home.
Yeah.
And are kind of trucked in, and they obtain a veneer of being local and sustainable, but in fact they're trucked in and maybe not even that organic sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Yeah.
It's so deceiving.
So how do you make a Pop-Tart vegan? How do you make it without eggs or dairy? Is it hard?
It was a little hard at first. I don't like the idea of replacement vegan items, so I don't use any replacement vegan eggs or replacement vegan butter. So I was trying to figure out how can I make this vegan and the most wholesome, like purest, from the most wholesome and purest ingredients, and that took a little testing, but I found out that you kind of can just omit eggs in almost anything, and it doesn't make that big of a difference, especially cakes. Cookies was a little trickier, and then for butter, I just use coconut oil, and it's a perfect substitute I haven't had problems with it yet, so.
I have to say, I've had one or two of your Pop-Tarts, I'll confess, and I'm always very impressed at how flaky the pastry part of that concoction is.
It's, oh, thank you.
You do a nice job with that. So
thank
I guess you.
You
have the touch. Is there anything special that you do? Are they baker's secrets?
Well, they're not quite baker's secrets. I guess I watched just like thousands of YouTube videos of people making pie crusts from vegan to not vegan, and just gathered all their techniques, and I found that the most important thing is that you must keep all your ingredients super cold and your mixing bowls cold, because especially with coconut oil, it melts really fast, so you need to keep your fats cold so that you can have a flaky crust.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hard to do in the middle of a Chico summer, but.
Oh, yes. Evidently. I struggled. I did. If you noticed, there weren't any Pop-Tarts at Blackbird over summer because the dough drove me crazy in summer. I couldn't keep it cold.
Okay. So then you end up with like a really soggy, oily dough as opposed to flakiness. Huh?
It's just like chewy and not flaky. In a pie crust, you really want that flakiness. So.
So are Pop-Tarts one of your. And baked goods one of your favorite things to make, or do you?
I would have said yes before I had my baking business, but now that I bake all the time, I get really excited when I get to not bake. So now I like making, I love doing the pop-ups because those are really fun for me because I can cook on site, so I can offer things that are a little more fresher.
Like and, what?
Well,
our listeners are drooling right now. I want to know.
Blackbird this Saturday is going to be having a birthday party for a first birthday party, and in the morning from 10 to 1 I'll be serving pop-up breakfast, and then after me will be Tacos Borrego serving up vegan tacos, and for the morning I'm doing kind of a southern style breakfast, so there's going to be of course it's all vegan. I'm making three different types of biscuits, and the first biscuit is going to be more of a traditional southern biscuit, and it's going to have caramelized onions and a gravy made from beans, and just a bunch of yummy stuff on that one. And then the second one will be a cheesy bacon biscuit.
Get out.
And so I'm making a cheese sauce from the vegetables that we've got at market. And nutritional yeast, of course, is what you'll always need when you're making something cheesy and vegan. And then an eggplant bacon in the middle. And then that's going to be topped with the cheese sauce. And then I'm making a third one, which is going to be a sweet biscuit. And that's going to have a cinnamon biscuit with vegan cinnamon butter. And then I'm roasting butternut squash, and that's going to go in the middle, and then it's going to be topped with a caramel drizzle, candied almonds, and coconut whipped cream.
Goodness. So, listeners, if you're drooling right now, you wonder why, it's because you've been listening to Sydney Carroll, the master baker at Near and Dear Baked Goods, who is talking about vegan baking, and most of her, a lot of her baked goods are available at Blackbird Bookstore on Park Avenue. All right. Well, You're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. I'm your host, Jeannie Trezino, and we have Sydney Carroll from Near and Dear Baked Goods as our guest, and we are in the middle of the first day of the fall pledge drive. KZFR is a non-commercial public radio station, and that means advertising doesn't pay for the program you're listening to now. We thrive thanks to donations from the public, like you, and KZFR is one of the truly listener-supported radio stations in the area, which is where you come in. KZFR operates on a budget that's a fraction of other non-commercial stations in the region. 75% of our funding comes from listeners like you, and I'll get my captain to confirm that. Hold on, let's turn on.
I can't confirm what percentage we get.
All right.
You are the most important part of KZFR. You the listener, and especially you out there who hasn't yet become a member. We're getting lots of calls from people who are already part of the station, and we're glad to have you back, but we really need some new support here, new blood, as you might say. It's keep the station growing stronger. A lot of this money goes to get new equipment so we can get a better signal out. So, you know, this is your chance to step up and support something that, if you're listening to Pledge Drive Radio, you're hooked.
Absolutely.
So you might as well go ahead and pay the piper.
We have a $60,000 goal for the fall pledge drive. We've hit about $2,300 in caller pledges today, so please call and help Non-Human Radio make its $200 goal for this half hour. Hopefully we'll get a report for some of our callers that have been talking to our lovely volunteers who are well-known in our community. That's Chris Nelson and Karen Laszlo, who are standing by at 530-895-0131. And if you're shy, you can go online to kzfr.org, and there's a shy persons link where you can donate there. There's also a link to all the thank you gifts. We have probably 100 or more thank you gifts, including tickets, the hoodie that I mentioned at the top of the show for $100. I'm sorry, the hoodie is $75. We have a backpack for $100, tickets to various local shows. So 895-0131. Please call and show your support for KZFR Community Radio and for this show. All right. Let's go back and talk some more with Sydney.
Hello.
So, let's see. What was I going to? Oh, okay. What do you think is the most misunderstood idea about veganism?
That food doesn't taste good if you eat vegan.
That, like, we eat grass and lettuce
and kale.
And
people are scared of kale, and they always think vegans only eat kale.
But we don't.
No, we don't.
So, like, what's a typical day for you like in terms of food?
Well, in terms of what I eat,
yeah.
Would you say? Okay.
Yeah.
For breakfast, I either decide if I'm going to have a sweet breakfast or a savory breakfast, and I really like having oatmeal in the morning. And so right now I am totally obsessed with butternut squash, and so I just boil some butternut squash while I'm cooking my oats, and then I'll smash it and add in some cinnamon and some salt, and I've got dates that I saved from last fall.
There you
go. Sprinkle dates on top, and that's pretty much my go-to breakfast. And then if I want something savory, I'll always have avocado with some garbanzo beans on avocados.
For breakfast?
Yeah, that's
one
of my favorite things. And sprouts from market are really great.
Nice. What's your favorite, like, comfort food dinner?
My favorite comfort food dinner is, I really love biscuits, if you couldn't tell by the menu this week. So a biscuit is kind of good with everything. And then I really like making pasta. Pasta is probably one of my favorite comfort foods to make.
Oh, and you're not Italian, are you?
I'm not Italian, but I still make pasta.
Well, and so do you have any advice for new vegans?
Advice for new vegans, I would say to just learn how to cook and think of cooking as an activity and something fun rather than a chore at the end of the day.
So where would a new vegan go to look for how to learn how to cook?
There's tons of videos on YouTube, which is how I learn most of my cooking techniques. For food, I would say go to the market because you're going to find vegetables, and that's exactly what vegans eat.
Okay.
I don't know, I would just say read some vegan cookbooks, and just if you cook with vegetables, you don't even have to really think of it as being like vegan. You're just like, oh, I'm cooking with vegetables, and this is what I'm eating for dinner. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have any like particular author? Do you have any particular authors or did you just Google vegan cooking on YouTube and then see what came up?
I really like watching Avant-Garde Vegan on YouTube. He makes really fancy vegan dishes, and that's where I get a lot of ideas. And then for cookbooks, I just go to the bookstore and see whatever they've got there and kind of just sit in there for a while, take pictures of some of the recipes,
okay.
And look around. So for cookbooks, I don't think I've got a particular cook who's my favorite. I often look at non-vegan recipes and try and see how I can transform them to a vegan recipe. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is Sydney Carroll from Near and Dear Baked Goods. And Sydney, please tell us where we can find you at this big shindig coming up.
On Saturday, you can find me serving up pot biscuits at Blackbird Cafe, 1431 Park Avenue, and I'll be there from 10 to 1. And if you miss me and you can't make it there by 1, you can still come from 1 to 6 and get vegan tacos from Tacos Borregos, because they'll be there too.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And then where can people find out more about you?
You can find me on my Instagram at Near and Dear Baked Goods, and same for Facebook. It's the same handle. And right now my treats are just at Blackbird, but I'm working on getting them into other coffee shops soon, hopefully.
Excellent. And do you ever? And I understand you'll be donating some baked goods for the Saturday volunteer crew for the KZFR pledge drive.
Yes, Saturday and Sunday I'll be dropping off some donuts probably for you guys.
Oh my gosh, so That'll be some lucky volunteers. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sydney Carroll from Near and Dear Baked Goods. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, great. I look forward to talking with you some more about some vegan goodies in town and raising the standard of vegan dining in Chico.
Awesome. I look forward to it as well.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go on here. All right. I guess now it's time for the Chico Animal Rights Calendar of Events. So get ready to mark your calendars. Before you do that, call 895-0131 and keep our volunteers busy. We have a $200 goal for this half hour, and we have a $60,000 goal for the whole pledge drive to keep us on air. Here's some vegan-friendly events to put on your calendar, and if you need more info, please send me an email at chicovegan@gmail.com. This month, we're going to go non-local for this first one just because it's so amazing. It is the 8th annual Sacramento Vegan Chef Challenge that is going on all month in October in Sacramento. Sacramento is once again hosting its amazing Vegan Chef Challenge, where you can enjoy original vegan items specially created by top chefs at over 30 participating restaurants. For more information, go to sacveganchallenge.com. Sydney, wouldn't that be great to have in Chico?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would probably, I think that alone has raised the quality of vegan dining in Sacramento and shown non-vegan chefs that there's definitely a vegan market for good vegan food.
Yeah.
Okay. October 6th is the Blackbird Books and Gallery first anniversary. Congratulations to Blackbird Books, where they also have a pretty decent selection of vegan cookbooks, as well as a pretty decent daily selection of baked goods from vegan baked goods from Near and Dear Baked Goods. That is going to be going all day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with Tacos Borrego. We'll be having vegan street tacos, and Near and Dear Baked Goods will be having a vegan brunch, plus music from Mr. Bang, Severance Package, XDS, Viking Skate Country, and more. For more information, follow Blackbird Books Chico on Facebook or Instagram. October 7th, Sunday, October 7th, is the Chico Peace and Justice Center annual dinner. All are invited to the Chico Peace and Justice Center's 38th annual dinner celebration and fundraiser, and this year's theme is honoring Indigenous people with keynote speaker Ali Metters Knight of the Machupta Maidu tribe. For more information and to get tickets, go to the Chico Peace and Justice Center website at cpjc.org. October 15th is the Brave the Cage project at Shasta College, hosted by Animal Place. October 15th and 16th from 10 a.m. till about 2 p.m. at Shasta College. Animal Place is coming to Shasta College to educate the public on what life is like for 95% of hens raised for eggs by experiencing confinement inside a human-sized battery cage. And if you have questions or need someone to contact, please reach out to animalplace.org. Okay, that is about it for the calendar. We have, one more thing. October 28th, save the date. KZFR is having a fundraiser at the Ark Tower Pavilion. It's a pumpkins and pancakes breakfast and brunch from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it is vegan friendly. There's going to be vegan pancake options, vegan butter, real maple syrup, fruit salad, live music, and no host mimosas. And costumes are welcome, it being the Halloween weekend. For more information and tickets, please go to kzfr.org. Okay, we have two more last pieces of business to call to take care of, and that is one, please call now at 895-0131. Let's get this pledge drive over with and get our meet our pledge goal for the fall drive. That's 895-0131. I have a $200 goal for this show, so I would appreciate it and be very thankful if you can call and do that. Today's animal rights quote of the week is from Issa Chandra Moskowitz, who is the renowned author of the vegan cookbooks Veganomicon, Vegan with a Vengeance, Vegan Cupcakes Take Over the World, and many others, who said in an interview, and I think Sydney will appreciate this, "I think if you are a chef who thinks that vegan cooking has less taste and flavor than other foods, then that just speaks to your own inabilities. Vegetables can stand on their own, and they don't need all your duck blood on them. Thank you very much." Also, people tend to think vegans are emaciated and self-sacrificing. Well, tell that to my big hips. And you can tell it to my big hips, too, because I am not a scarecrow vegan. All right. Okay, and now is your chance to support this radio station and this show. It's your last chance to support this show for this week. All right. Please call 895-0131 now. And the good volunteers, Karen Laszlo and Chris Nelson, are available to take your pledge and support for good local radio stations that help people, help animals, and help our community. Thank you very much. This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM, Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff. However, we do reflect the opinions of our non-human fellow earthlings who would rather not be killed and eaten, farmed, made into cupcakes, donuts, or sandwiches, hunted, raced, experimented upon, and otherwise abused. Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist rockers Rise Against. Stay tuned for The Real Issue from 6 to 7 p.m. Coming up next, Sue Hildebrand is in the studio and ready to make a plea for your donations and expose you to opinions and conditions that you may not have been aware of. This is Jeannie Trezino signing off. Thank you once again to my guest, Sydney Carroll of Near and Dear Baked Goods.
Thank you.
The phone lines are open and volunteers are standing by. Please call 895-0131 and support this show and this radio station, KZFR 90.1 FM. And that number again, 895-0131.
And you've been listening to Non-Human Radio here on KZFR. You've had Sydney from Near and Dear Bakery in here talking about community radio and how things are going there. And this is FM 90.1 KZFR. It is Pledge Drive. We are stepping out and asking you to step up and contribute to the mighty Zephyr FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. This is your listener-supported community radio station. So we are going to have the real issue. And here comes Sue.
And we are going to kick off. We're going to continue our election coverage. And of course, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.